Be'ezras Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is Membeis in Maseches Shabbos, the 104th daf in Shas. We pick up 10 lines from the top, where the Gemara is going to analyze the last line of the Mishnah on Mem Aleph Amar Aleph, which appeared 3 lines from the bottom, which described that one is allowed to put in cold water into an area that's hot if the intention is only for the water to become warm as opposed to be heated. The Gemara continues to analyze these halachas. Tan Rabban, noisin adam chan l'teich hatzayin. Person is allowed to put hot water into cold. V'lo atzonin l'toch hachamin. But he's not allowed to put cold into hot. Divrei beisham, that's the opinion beisham. Mishil loimrim, bein chan l'teich hatzayin. A person is allowed to put hot into cold. U'bein sainin l'toich chamin muter, both are permissible. B'medvar mamurim, when do we say that? Bekois. That's in regards to placing it in a cup. Aval be'ambati, if he's putting into a large bath, so then in such a case, we're afraid of bishul. Cham l'to chatzon, you're allowed to put a little bit of hot into the ambati of cold. V'lo tzonen l'to chamin. And one is not allowed to put cold into hot, because there clearly bishul would take place. Rav Shimon ben Menasya Oser, Rav Shimon ben Menasya, Rashi explains, prohibits even if one puts hot into cold, and the reason for that is even there he is choshesh for bishul. Amar Rav Nachman Aloch Rav Shimon ben Menasya. Rav Nachman said we follow the psak Rav Shimon ben Menasya. Some Rav Yosef Lemeimer Seifel Harehi Kambati. Rav Yosef thought to say that a basin, which Rashi adds, even is a klisheni, is considered like an ambati because the water is hot. And even though it technically is not mevashel, Rashi understands that it's a gzeira midrabana. Amalei Abaye responded, Tanu Rabbi Chiya Seifel Einaka Abati, that a basin is not considered like a bath. And this we thought that originally, that a seifel is like an ambati, the explanation behind it, Amar Rav Nachman Halacha K'Rav Shimon ben Menasya. Nachman told us that we follow Rav Shimon ben Menasya, who says that even to put hot into cold water is going to be usur. Ela b'Shabbos rechitza b'chamin leka. So this is one long question where the Gemara says, then how will you ever have rechitza b'Shabbos? The Gemara earlier on Lamed Tesam Abayz had told us that rechitza b'Shabbos was shayach by with hot water with panav yod v'raglov. Asks the Gemara, according to the Havamina, the thought that seifel is kambati, and we also follow Reb Shimon ben Menasya, how would you ever have hot water that would ever be able to be used for panav yod v'raglov? The Gemara now changes to answer this question the meaning of Reb Shimon ben Menasya. Mi savrat Rabbi Shimon aseifa koi? Who says that Rabbi Shimon is going on the seifa, which had told us that tzonen l'toch chamin is also bechamatol tzonen, is mutter Rabbi Shimon nosa, was oser, it was going on that. Maybe Rabbi Shimon ben Menasya is going back on the machlokis between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Koya resha, koi, ubeis Hillel matirin bechamatol tzonen tzonen toch chamin, Rabbi Shimon Menasya oser tzonen toch chamin, Rabbi Shimon ben Menasya prohibited tzonen l'tochamin, in contrast to the opinion of Beis Hillel. And the rationale that he would prohibit would be the same rationale as Beis Shammai that prohibited. That is Tatol Gevar, while Beis Hillel, who disagrees, holds that it's permissible in a kos because he doesn't want it very hot, and the kos is going to be a klisheni. Asks the Gemara, then Lema Rabbi Shimon Menasya de Amar ki Beis Shammai? But then you're setting Rabbi Shimon Menasya up as the opinion of Beis Shammai. Answers the Gemara, Hachi Kamar, Lo nechlechu Beis Shammai Beis Hillel b'davar zeh. He was saying that Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel don't argue about Sonen l'toch chamin, and even Beis Hillel is choshesh that by a kos, Tzon l'toch chamin is going to be problematic because of Tatol Gvar. We saw a Rava that wasn't makbid on a Kli. Here, Kli means a Kli Sheni. Miditani Rabbi Chia, Mane, of course, the Kli, and here the Gemara's intention is a Kli Sheni. Miditani Rabbi Chia, that Rabbi Chia taught, Naisen Adam Kitan Shomayim Tov Sefel Shel Mayim, a person is allowed to put a jug of water into a basin of hot water, and it doesn't matter, Bein Cham L'Tov Son and Bein Selen L'Tov Chamin, whether one is putting cold water into hot water or hot water into cold water, both are acceptable. So we see he's not worried when it comes to Kli Sheni. Amalei Ravuna the Ravashi Dil Mashani Hasan the Mifsa Kli. Maybe really Allah is he'd be Machmir. However, if one Kli is going on the other, so then the heat would not be as intense. However, Ravashi does not like this. Amalei Ravashi said to Ravuna, Ma'ara Itmar, it says Beferish, they poured one into the next. Ma'ara Adam Kiton Shel. It must be that Rabbi Chia was actually being matir, pouring into a kli directly, and since it was a kli sheni, he was makel. Mark continues with a new mission on the bottom of Bezam and Aleph. Ha'ilfis. An ilfis is a tightly covered pot, vahakdera, as well as a deeper pot. Shevira Miroschan that was removed from the fire, Lo Yitan Lesochan Tavlin, one should not put spices inside because the Kli Rishon is Mevashel, Avonosan Hu Latocha Koro Latocha Tamchui. However, you're allowed to put it into a dish or a large serving dish, which were a Kli Sheni, because of the rule, as Rashi explains, Kli Sheni Ein Mevashel. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer L'cholu Nasin Chutz Midavar Sheish B'chometz Vitzir. Rabbi Yehuda says that you're allowed to put the tavlin in all places except where there is vinegar. The Gemara will flesh out the shita of Rabbi Yehuda right off the bat. Iboilu, Rabbi Yehuda Aresha Koi Ulekula. Is Rabbi Yehuda responding to the halacha that tavlin cannot be put into a kli sheni, and therefore he's telling us Lekula, one can, even in a Kli Rishon. Odoma Seifa Koy Lechumra. Or is he going on the Seifa that said the Tavlin could be put in a Kli Sheni? And Rabbi Yehuda was saying that even though the Reisha had said it could be put in a Kli Sheni, but Rabbi Yehuda said that one would have to be Machmir if it has vinegar inside. Tashmai Kamenei, I'll bring you a proof. Ditanya Rabbi Yehuda Am Lechol Ilfasin, who knows saying one is allowed to put into all flat pans that are tightly covered. The chalak there is a selchasunasin chutz midavar sheish bo chametz vitzir. So what seems to be is that ultimately Rabbi Yehuda is being makel because he says lekalu noisen you're allowed to put it into all of the above. Now the Gemara struggles with the status of salt. Sav Rav Yosef lemeimar melach harehu ketavlin. Rav Yosef thought that salt is like tavlin de bekli reishon. Bishlo b'kli sheni lo bishlo, that it cooks only in a kli rishon and not in a kli sheni. Amalei Abaye tani Rabbi Chia melech ena ketavlin. No, it's not like a spice, which according to the Tanakama only cooks in a kli rishon, but rather b'kli sheni nami bishlo, salt is not like a spice and it cooks even in a kli sheni. Pligid Rav Nachman, and this is in disagreement with Rav Nachman, Damar Rav Nachman, Tzricha, Milcha, Bishula, Kibisra, Datura. Salt needs to be cooked like the hard meat of an ox. In other words, it's hard to call cook salt, and definitely it would not cook in a kli that's walls is already cooling it down, a kli sheni, which is normally not mivashel. V'igadami, and some reported the same discussion in a different way. Sav Rav Yosef lemeimar melech harehu ketavlin, debekli rishon bishla bekli sheni, lo bishla. The Rav Yosef wanted to say that would only be mivashel in a kli rishon. Amalei Abaye, and Abaye respond, Tan Rav Chia melech ene ketavlin, debekli rishon nami lo bishla. According to this version, even in a kli rishon, melech never cooks. And then the Gemara quoted the statement of Tzricha Milcha Bishulki Bisur Datura, Damar of Nachman Tzricha Milcha Bishulki Bisur Datura, that salt is so hard to cook, it's like the meat of an ox. But really, according to this Igadarmi, salt doesn't cook at all. Bezer Hashem, in our halacha, this section, we will discuss the halachos of both cooking salt and spices. We pick up in the new Mishnah that now begins the sugya of muktzah. One of the most complicated sugyas of Sechah Shabbos are the halachos of muktzah, and one of the main reasons for it is because the rules are not clearly delineated in the Gemara itself. The halacha section will be important for us at the times that we do the halachos of muktzah. The Mishnah continues 20 lines from the bottom. Now that our Mishnayos had discussed heating up foods before Shabbos, we now talk about the appropriate way to deal with the candle before Shabbos. Says the Mishnah, Einos and Kli Tachas Aner Kavbos Hashemen, one is not allowed to put a utensil under the candle that is dripping oil, because Shemen is Muktzah, and Rashi explains that our Mishnah is going according to the opinion that says, this is the position, if I'm not mistaken, of Reb Nechemia, who says that the only way one is not allowed to use a utensil is in its design manner. Hence, by putting the kli, which was normally, let's say, used to eat cereal, under the candle, in such a case, then you're not using it its normal fashion. This is the first opinion of Rashi about why it's prohibited on the Mishnah. Second opinion of Rashi is based on the opinion of Aser Levatel Kli Mehechano, that one is not allowed to cause a Kli to no longer be used for its purpose. And if you put Muktzah on a Kli, it can no longer be used for cereal. So then, in such a case, then one is violating Ein Kli Nito. Aser Levatel Kli Mehechano, excuse me. So again, the Mishnah says, "Einos and kli tachas nemen kavul bo es hashemen v'im nasnua b'vod yom mutter." But if it was put there on during the daytime during Erev Shabbos, it will be permissible. Ve'ein osim imenu, and one is not allowed to derive benefit from the oil l'fi she'ena min hamuchan, because it's not considered prepared before Shabbos. The Mishnah introduced to us the concept that one is not allowed to cause a kli to be disused on Shabbos, or one is not allowed to use a kli except for its original purpose, and therefore Rav Chisda begins our Gemara by applying this rule. Amar Rav Chisda, Afal pi she'amru ein nosnen kli tachas tarnegolas l'kavol beit sasa. Even though we learn that one is not allowed to put a utensil under a rooster in order to accept its egg, because the kli is not being used for its original purpose, A, or it is no longer going to be able to be used on Shabbos once it's holding the davra muktzah. Avol kofa le kli shelo tishaver, but you're allowed to turn the utensil over to make sure that the egg does not break. Amar Rabba. Rabba explained the position of Chizda in the following way. My time to Rav Chizda, kasavar tarnigolus asuya lehatil beitzasa ba'ashpa. A tarnigolus would normally lay its eggs in a garbage area, and therefore people walk into that area and might break the kli. Ve'ein asuya lehatil beitzasa b'makom medaron. But it's not likely for it to lay an egg in a place of a slope where the egg would slope down and then break. Fatzala metzuya etiru, fatzala she'ena metuya lo hitiru. And something that is likely to cause damage to the egg, something that's mutsuya, would be permissible, but a midron, so that's not likely. Therefore, one does not need to put, and one is not allowed to put an egg to accept the egg. One is not allowed to put a kli. Esve Abaye, Abaye asked the question, did we say that the Isser, because of the Isser Dirabana Muktza, they did not permit something that was not likely? Well, Tanya, didn't we learn Nishbalo Chavis Shel Tevel Barosh Gago, that if a person has a barrel of untithed food on top of his roof, so then Mevi Kli Umeniach Tachta, he's allowed to catch the food, which is Muktza, untithed food is Muktza, in this utensil, even though the utensil will no longer be usable either for its purpose or at all. Answers the Gemara, Begufi chazi shchichi pekir. We're talking about a barrel that was brand new, which was common to break. Another example where we seem to allow to use a utensil not for its purpose, and it will no longer be able to be used. Esve, nosnin kli tachas haner lekabel nitzotzos, and in the Hav Hamina, the Gemara thinks that this is also not common. You put a utensil down, and this was a case that's similar to our Mishnah's case, and will be discussed later on. You're allowed to put a utensil down to catch the sparks that are flying, and the Gemara assumes that that in the Hav Hamina is not common. Answers the Gemara, Nitzotzos nami shchichi. Flying sparks are also common. This concludes Be'ezar Hashem, the Pshat and Gemara Rashi for Daf Mem Beis. Baruch Hashem, in the last minute drive, we've essentially caught up to the world. I will Be'ezar Hashem record the Halacha section later. By the time that you're listening to this, it might already be on this file. And Be'ezar Hashem, we now go on to the Halacha section on Daf Mem Beis. Be'ezar Hashem Yisbarech, today's Halacha topic from Daf Mem Beis emerges from the Gemara on Mem Beis Amem Beis, and that is the status of salt, cooking salt, Bizman Hazeh, and in the time of the Gemara, on Shabbos. Is it permissible? What is the scope of the halachos? What are the implications of the halachos? Gemara Membeis Membeis had two opinions in regards to salt. First opinion of the Gemara, Rabbi Chia learns that melech cooks even in a klisheni. Yet in the second opinion of the Gemara, Rabbi Chia, whose opinion we followed, holds that melech is not like spices which cook in a kli rishon, but rather salt is like the meat of an ox. And just like the meat of an ox, it's very difficult to cook, so too salt. This opinion, the second opinion of Rabbi Chia, is found in Shulchan Aruch in Simen Shin Yud Ches Sif Tes. Avol melech mutol esolcho, it's permissible to put salt in a kli rishon, kivan she'aviro me'ala esh, when it's removed from a fire. Ditzricha milcha bishura kibisra datura, it requires a heavy dose of cooking like the meat of an ox. Nevertheless, the Mechaber concludes, v'yesh misha oser, there are some opinions who go like the first opinion mentioned in the Gemara, lo says kli zeh basam luach afilu hu shel shor, that you're not allowed to put in a kli rishon meat that is salted. The Rama even quotes another opinion that's even more stringent. We will have three opinions. V'yesh omrim losas melech afil b'kli sheni. And there's some who prohibit salt even in a kli sheni. This was the first version of Rabbi Chia. Kolzman sheyada saledisbo v'hamachmir tovo olav bracha. And those who are machmir, they will have a bracha. Ramesha Feinstein in Orachaim Chelik Dalet, Simen Ayin Dalet Bishul Os Yud Zayin, says no one will be machmir within a kli shlishi. Yesterday we discussed there are times, Kali Abishul Amir machmir in a kli shlishi. For salt, no one would say that. So the bottom line is that for Svaradim, there would be no problem in putting salt into a kli rishon. In fact, Me'ikr Dedina the Mechaber says that salt is not subject to Bishul at all. However, it seems that Sfardim might follow the Yesh Misha Oser to put in a Kli Rishon. Ashkenazim, the Rama says, Hamachmer Tavol of Bracha, even to be careful not to put salt into a Kli Sheni. It's for this reason in the Sefer Archos Shabbos, they conclude, for Ashkenazim, Nimtza Hamachmer, Shalolite Melech Shein Mavushal B'morek Cham She'ayatzal Esbo, even to put salt into soup of a kli sheni, where it's yatzel ledesbo, tavo alav bracha. It's hard to imagine that in most instances, that soup that's put by a person is yatzel ledesbo when he's sitting and eating. However, that is something to keep in mind. The Archa Shabbos, we mentioned from Ramosha Feinstein, that he is machmir only in a kli sheni and not a kli shlishi. Interestingly, they claim that one should be machmir even in a kli shlishi, but we mentioned that according to Ramosha, that that is not so. Finally, the Mishnah Perura in this important sif, in Shin Yud Ches, Sif Katan Aleph, where he summarizes these halachos, points out that this entire discussion is only salt that has been mined from the ground, dug from the ground. But if it's salt that was made from water, from seawater, generally the way in which this salt is made is it's first cooked. If the salt has been already cooked, then of course we fall into the rule of Ein Bishul Achar Bishul. In a little bit of discussions with people, it seemed to me that even to this day, there are two different ways that salts are made. The Sefer Archa Shabbos collects the information in Os Kuf Chav Gimel in the Perek Rishon. He does conclude that in Eretz Yisrael today, most salts do not go through a process of cooking. However, they are heated up in an oven. And one could argue that even this much salt today that is does not come from salt water, nevertheless, because it is heated up in an oven, we would still evoke the rule of Ein Bishul Achar Bishul. If the salt is heated up in the oven, there is so much room to be mako. Even for someone who generally follows the Machmir Tov Olav Bracha, because once it's been cooked, baked, then already it has a din, awfully it has a din, mevushal, according to many poskim, it's a machlokas haposkim mikra d'dina, whether we say yesh bishul acharafia, and since this is a chumrah, one could probably rely on this opinion, and one should also look into it, that it could very well be that there's no shayla at all, that many times the salt has been already cooked beforehand. However, hamachmer tavol of bracha in salt that has not cooked beforehand definitely applies to Ashkenazim, even in a kli shleini. Finally, the Mishnah Berurah concludes in Sifkat Anayin Aleph, sugar is usually cooked while it's processed, and therefore sugar would be permissible even in a kli rishon. It is quoted in the name of the Shevet Alevi, Rav Ozner Shlita, in Chelek Tes Simin Ayin Aleph, that he was mesupak whether sugar that is not cooked, whether that has a din of kalei abishul, and one would have to be machmir even in a kli shlishi. Clearly, one would have to be machmir in a kli rishon and a kli sheni. Excuse me. Clearly, one would have to be machmir on a kli rishon. Whether one would be machmir on a kli sheni and possibly a kli shlishi is open to question. If one calls bread kalei abishul, as it appears in Hilchos Shabbos, one would presumably call sugar as well kalei abishul, and yesterday we mentioned the machlokas haposkim whether kalei abishul is permissible in a kli shlishi or not. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes the halachos of cooking salt on Shabbos from Daf Membez Amibi.